She still believed that Mr. Collins was silly. Charlotte, however, was happy to have her own home. Lady Catherine de Bourgh often invited the three of them to dine with her and her daughter. Lady Catherine was the richest woman in that neighborhood. She was also Mr. Darcy's aunt. 2 weeks into Elizabeth's visit, Mr. Darcy and his cousin, Colonel Fitzwilliam, arrived to visit Lady Catherine. Colonel Fitzwilliam was kind. He and Elizabeth soon became friends. One evening, Elizabeth played the piano for everyone at Lady Catherine's home. Colonel Fitzwilliam and Mr. Darcy walked over to hear her. "You are trying to frighten me, Mr. Darcy," said Elizabeth. "I know you well enough that I cannot frighten you," said Mr. Darcy. "Tell me how my cousin behaved when you met him," said Colonel Fitzwilliam. "I want to know how he acts around strangers." "Prepare yourself for something horrible," said Elizabeth. "When I first met Mr. Darcy, we were at a ball. Many women did not have dance partners. Mr. Darcy refused a dance."
"I did not know any of them," said Mr. Darcy. "Oh, and no one can be introduced at a ball?" Elizabeth said sarcastically.
"I have trouble speaking to people I do not know."
"I have trouble playing the piano," said Elizabeth. "Maybe we should both practice."
After this conversation, Mr. Darcy came to visit Elizabeth almost every day at the Collins house. He usually said very little. Colonel Fitzwilliam laughed at Mr. Darcy's silence. Charlotte suspected that Mr. Darcy became shy around Elizabeth. Elizabeth told Mr. Darcy that she liked to walk on a certain path every day. To her surprise, Elizabeth met Mr. Darcy on the path several times over the next few days. He always walked her home. He still did not say much.